Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Rod Stevenson. The sands of New Mexico hold many secrets. One of the most enduring is the whereabouts of the remains of Albert Jennings Fountain and his son, Henry. A Mesilla lawyer, Fountain was in Lincoln prosecuting Oliver Lee and 22 men for cattle rustling in 1896. At the end of the proceedings, he received a letter. "If you drop this, we will be friends. But if you go on with this, you will never reach home alive." Fountain shrugged off the threat and with his young son headed for home. They were never seen again. Fountain's empty and blood-stained buckboard was found the next day near a place called Chalk Hill, between the White Sands and Oregon Pass. Trackers identified the trail of three horses and three men. One of Fountain's horses was found with dried blood on its coat. The tracks led toward Oliver Lee's Dog Canyon Ranch, but as the pursuers drew near, a herd of cattle obliterated the remaining tracks ahead. Pat Garrett, aided by the Pinkerton National Detective Agency, headed the investigation. Garrett attempted to arrest two suspects, Jim Gilliland and Oliver Lee, at a place called Wildy Well. But after a shootout where Deputy Kent Kearney was fatally wounded, they escaped. After turning themselves in to Sheriff George Curry, Lee, Gilliland, and a third suspect, Billy McNew, were tried in Hillsboro. Albert Bacon Fall, who many suspected of masterminding Fountain's murder, represented them, and they walked away free. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.